Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the podcast. Just want to say thank you guys for joining me. I pray that you guys had a wonderful holiday. Listen, this topic that we're about to get into, it's not an unfamiliar topic, obviously, to YouTube and to the podcast world, and not so much to our podcast as well. Once in a while, we have these conversations when it comes to false preaching, false teaching, false prophets, all these different things. And I know some of you probably jumped on the podcast or clicked on the video because you saw the thumbnail. You saw some of the familiar faces that were in the thumbnail. And the reason why I used some of those individuals is because these are some of the individuals that's most talked about when it comes to people talking about false teachers and false preachers. And my intention for the podcast today is not so much to get on them or to bring up stuff that they've done. Some of them I don't even really follow or know much about, or, you know, some of the things that they've done. Obviously, I've seen clips just like some of you guys, and definitely seen things that was questionable and things that you should definitely be, you know, careful of. But what I wanted to challenge you guys on today is, you know, with that being said, the different things that we see these individuals doing, it's way more individuals than what's on the thumbnail that we hear talked about. We see people make videos of all the time. But my challenge is to you guys today is that if you feel these individuals are not qualified, you know, to be considered pastors and preachers, ministers, whatever have you, if you feel like they're, you know, teaching heresy, if you feel like they're preaching false doctrines, then my challenge is to you is to stop following them, right? Because why keep watching? And this goes to you guys too, that, you know, watch them, watch their every move, you know, watch their every service. And, you know, as soon as you see them say something crazy or do something crazy, you make a video about it. My challenge is, why keep watching these individuals if we see the path that they're heading down? And I'm not saying that these individuals are done for. I think we should still pray for them. I think that being that they're still alive, there's time for them, you know, to make a change and turn around. But we have to stop following these individuals if they're not preaching what the word says, or if we feel that they are not preaching what the word says. Like I said, some of the individuals in the thumbnail, some of the individuals that we hear talked about all the time, some I can't speak for, some I haven't really followed them or watched a lot of stuff that they've done, but definitely a few of them I have. And yes, some of the things are very questionable. And there's some individuals, some of these preachers that we go back years, like they go, you know, you go years back and you see that their behavior hasn't changed in 20 years. They're still talking crazy, coming up with weird sermons, doing certain things, committing adultery, just all types of things. And it's like when we see this, you know, we have to have that moment with ourselves and with the Lord and be honest with ourselves about this individual and pray about, like, Lord, you know, where do I go from here? You know, lead me somewhere where somebody is teaching the word, where I can be encouraged, but be getting a pure word from them, right? Or getting the unadulterated word, you know, not just a message that's going to make me feel good, and also get it from somebody that's telling me to live a certain way, and you know, in a way that they're not, you know, somebody that's actually living up to what it is that they're preaching. And listen, I'm not saying that everybody's perfect. We know that that's not the case. But sometimes a lot of these individuals we see, you know, some of this stuff is very intentional. And some of the behaviors is just, like I said, it's just a constant thing. But my challenge is to you guys is, listen, why do you keep following these guys? Stop following these guys. Pray for them. Pray that, you know, whatever the Lord is trying to reveal to them and show to them about their behaviors and what it is that they're doing, that they'll get it before it's too late. But I did want to share a couple of scriptures with you guys, because we've talked about some of these things in the past. And me personally, I don't really like to point out like individual preachers and pastors, and not that you can't, right? I think there is a time and a place that you do that. But for me, I feel like sometimes that's done by certain individuals, not all, because it's an opportunity, right, to make engaging content. It's content that people want to see, because guess what? People want to hear about somebody else that's not doing as well as they are, right? Especially when it comes to the faith. I think sometimes a lot of these videos are made, and I don't want to say a lot, some of these videos are made because it's the individuals trying to say, look, see, they're not living how I'm living. See, you should be following me instead of following them. So a lot of times I, you know, purposely don't put individuals in thumbnails. Like, this is probably the first time that I've put any preachers in the thumbnail, right? When it comes to this type of topic, because I like to just deal with the scripture and let the scripture be the conviction. Let the scripture, you know, be the thing that give you that aha moment. Like, you know, something I've been seeing this individual do, you know, it's kind of been bothering me in my spirit, but I quite couldn't put my finger on it, but now I can. So that way it's not personal, because I'm going to tell you what happens when you start to point out individuals, especially individuals that people are connected closely with. What happens is, and these individuals are use this as well, they will point you out as being a hater. You could be telling the total truth about what they're doing or whatever have you, but the people that follow them and them themselves will then label you as a hater, like, oh, you're just hating on the man and woman of God. And that may not be the case, or it may be the case, right? Your intentions may not be well, but if you are somebody out there with good intentions, and you really want to warn individuals about, you know, false preaching and false teaching, this is how they can label you, you know, if, you know, it seems like you have a vendetta against this preacher. Like I said, I think there is a time and a place that, you know, we can call out people and point out, you know, what it is that they're doing. And I'll touch on a little bit of that later. I don't even want to get ahead of myself, because I do want to touch on a little bit of that, of what we see on the internet when it comes to a lot of these videos and stuff that are made. But the thing that I want to touch on first is there's things that's talked about in the Bible, right? And I'm going to read something that Paul says, you know, in 1 Corinthians 11, and then I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians 4. But there are things that we can look at and see, right? If the individual that we're listening to is, you know, is lining up with the word, or even, you know, moving in the spirit of Christ, or ministering the way that Christ would want them to minister, or minister the way that those ministered that was examples to us, that we know that Christ was like, listen, this is what a true minister is, or this is somebody that really has my intentions, my best intentions for you at heart. But before I jump into that, 1 Corinthians 11 and 1, and this is something to remember, because we're talking about stop following these individuals if you feel like they're not doing the right thing, right? Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 1. He says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That even as mean at this very moment, or in the very same way that. So he says, in the very same way that you see me following Christ, do that. But here's the thing, right? Because even though Paul is saying that, you know, we have other individuals that quote that scripture as well. But the question is are they really following Christ, right? And here's the beautiful thing, the way that we can, you know, evaluate that, the way that we can test that and see if they are truly following what Christ is saying, you know, and doing, is by, you know, lining up what they are saying and doing by the scriptures, right? And if we find somebody like Paul that's truly walking after Christ, then we should be following that individual. But it's so beautiful that God gave us a way to make sure, because anybody could say that. Paul could have just been saying anything, right? But we are able to line up his behavior, his actions, the things that he did according to the scriptures, the things that he said according to the scriptures. And that's how we have to do for these individuals that's telling us the same thing. Listen, you know, you should be following me. You know, I'm a direct ambassador of the Lord. Like, you know, like I've been called by God to do this ministry. And a lot of times the way that we're going to, you know, confirm that is going to be through the scriptures. So I wanted to read 2 Corinthians 4 and 5, because this is something that we also can gauge if an individual really has our best interests at heart or the Lord's best interests at heart, right? 2 Corinthians 4 and 5, listen to what Paul says. He says, for what we preach is not ourselves. That is very, very important. When you find preachers that's constantly talking about themselves, what they have done, where they've been, what they have, that is automatically already a red flag. Paul says, for what we preach is not ourselves. When you have preachers that's constantly, you know, doing stuff that's kind of pointing the light on them and making it kind of all about them, and then just sprinkling a little bit of Jesus in there just to, you know, just not to be a total turnoff, just to throw them in there a little bit. But when you watch, you know, whether they're preaching or witnessing or whatever have you, it seems to be more about them and what they got on and what they're doing. Some of those things are red flags, and some of those things we have to be honest about. Like, wait a minute, brother and sister, you making this a little bit too much about you when it's really about the Lord. Because when it's all said and done, the only thing that's going to help us get home, guys, is the word, is following the word, right? So following individuals we know can put us in a lot of trouble. We've seen it over the years, you know, in biblical times and in current times, right? But listen to what Paul goes on to say. He says, for what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. He said, this is what is most important. We're preaching Jesus Christ as Lord, nothing about ourselves, and ourselves as your servants. When we do talk about ourselves, as your servants for Jesus' sakes, right? For that's what we are here for. We are here to serve you. That's what we are here for. We are here, those of us that have been called to preach, minister, you know, pastor, whatever have you, we have been called to serve, to help you to get home, right? To help you find out what it is that God has for you to do and to help you to cultivate that, right? And walk in that. We're not here to turn you into somebody that's idolizing us, right? And that's why I did, you know, some videos a couple years back, and even in recent years, you know, dealing with stop idolizing your servants. That's another issue that we have. And this is why these people are able to run the way that they run and do the things that they do and say the things that they say, is because too many people idolize these individuals. But you should not be idolizing your servants, right? And your servants should not be acting like God, right? And I'm not saying that you can't honor a man and woman of God. That's not what we're talking about. But the bottom line is, those of us that have been called into ministry, we have been called to serve. We see Jesus is a prime example of that. When he walked here on the earth, he constantly did things, washed feet. He constantly did things to show you that we are here to serve, right? We have been given to you as a gift. We know that it talks about the five gifts that's been given to the body of Christ, right? The prophets, the teachers, the pastors, the evangelists, the apostles. Like, we have been given to you as a gift, but we have also been given as that gift to serve. So I want that to be clear, because when you understand that, you won't idolize us, right? And put us on this pedestal that we're not supposed to be on, right? We've been called by God to help, to for us to get home, but to help you to get home as well. Listen to what 2 Corinthians 3, the chapter before. Listen what Paul says, very powerful again. And he says, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward. He says, our trust is through Christ to Godward. Not that we, listen to this, guys, listen to this very closely, and this will help you to start to look at certain individuals differently when they talk. This will give you that gauge that you need when somebody is talking, to gauge if they're really talking in a spirit of Christ. Listen to what he says. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. Listen to what sufficient, the definition of sufficient is. Adequate for the purpose, enough. Sufficiency is adequacy. Adequacy is the ability. So listen to what he's really saying. Not that we are able of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. He says we don't have the ability to do that, but our sufficiency, our ability is of God. It comes from God. If we don't have God, there's nothing that we truly can't do without him. And anything that you do see us doing, he's saying, listen, we're doing it because of the sufficiency of the Lord. It's not of ourselves, right? Because most of us know how we were before the Lord found us and before we, you know, gave our life to Christ, right? When we heard that knock at our heart and we surrendered to that and said, Lord, you know, what must I do to be saved? And we gave our life to the Lord. We know how we was living before that. So anything you see us doing, any ministering, any prophesying, anything, it comes from the ability that God has given us. It has nothing to do with ourselves. And when you understand that, you'll be able to watch and pay attention and discern when somebody's talking crazy, talking out of their head, like they're bigger than they think they are. We know that, listen, you're talking nonsense, because the only reason that you're able to do this is by the ability that God has given you. And these are some of the things that we've seen in the past where people have messed up on, right? Where people get caught up, they start idolizing their servants, or, you know, people don't like to hear that word, but idolizing their servants, meaning their pastors, apostles, or teachers, whoever it is that they're connected to in ministry. And when they start to see them as a god and don't see them as a servant, don't see them for who God created them to be in ministry, what ends up happening? We have a Jim Jones situation, right? We remember what happened in Guyana, right? 918 members, which 304 were children, what? All died. Following behind a man that, if you listen and watch documentaries, if you listen to testimonies of survivors, the signs were there. And by the grace of God, they were able to see the signs. You know, when he started, you know, talking about himself more than the Lord, when he started talking like he was bigger than God, there was a rumor that one time he threw a Bible in a service and said, y'all believe in this book, this little black book, more than you do me. If that's not a red flag, I don't know what is. But sometimes people can have you so hypnotized on all of the quote unquote good sermons and all of the feel good sermons, everybody shouting and crying and all that. All those things are nice. We should always feel emotional when we think about what God has done for us. You know, think about my situation. I lost my mind literally for 2 years straight because I had smoked some PCP and continued to smoke it for a little while to where I lost my mind for 2 years straight. So every time I think about that, yes, it does something on the inside of me. So this is not against the emotion or feeling the type of way when we think about what God has done for us. But we can't let people play on that, you know, with these sermons and these sayings and all of these titles, you know, these catchy titles and all that. No, it's bigger than that, right? But this is how sometimes they wheel us in. And with Jim Jones, the signs was there. With David Koresh in Waco, Texas, you know, those signs are there. I remember watching the documentary about that, about David Koresh, just some of the things he was saying. If you just would have looked into the scriptures, you knew he was bugging. Some of the, if I'm not mistaken, he couldn't even hardly read or something like that. Like, how could he be the next Messiah, the next Jesus? And he can't even read. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, the red flags are there, but sometimes we get caught up in the individuals and, you know, we just, you know, we start to look at them bigger than what they are. And this is something to remember. Some of these individuals that we look up to, entertainers, musicians, preachers, whoever, a lot of times what we have to understand is they're not more special than us. What happens a lot of times is the gift that God has given them or the calling that God has placed on their life, they tapped into it. They went forward in it. Some of us that feel down and look at these people as, you know, these great big, you know, things on the earth, or these, you know, how can I say it? You know, it's almost like, you know, goddess, you know, we treat these people like goddesses and gods. All they did was just tap into the ability that God gave them. Many of us that feel that way, those of you out there that feel that way, you know, a lot of times it's just because you're not walking in what it is God has called you to do, right? You're important just like they're important. You have a gift just like they have a gift. But if you don't tap into that, and you're not careful, you'll look at them as they're somebody super special and you're not. And that's just not the case, right? But when you look at like a David Koresh, I remember watching the documentary and they said that he would do like 24-hour Bible studies. And one time there was a young lady in a Bible study that wanted to use the bathroom because they had been sitting there for so long. And he was like, you know, what I'm preaching or teaching is so important that you need to just sit there and pee on yourself. And it's like, listen, you know, that right there, something, a light bulb should have went off. Like, what did, like, why, when would the Lord do this, right? When I'm reading my scriptures, when do I see the Lord degrade somebody like this to the point of just pee on yourself, you know, just because of what I'm saying is so important? Like, it just, it sounds crazy, but these are the types of things that happen. And these are the type of things that people follow. And unfortunately, with these individuals, the Jim Jones, the David Koresh's, what's the guy, Applewhite, whatever his name was, Heaven's Gates or whatever. Like, the problem with this is these people lost their life, not only spiritually, but they lost their life naturally, right? Because when we look at these situations like the David Koresh's, the Jim Jones, we think like, oh, I would never go to that extreme where, you know, I would follow somebody to Guyana or take some type of, you know, what did the people in Heaven Gates take? I think they took like something like cyanide, you know, that killed all of them and they were all laying in the bed in the house type of thing, or follow David Koresh to Waco, Texas and live on a compound. We feel like, oh, I would never do that. But listen, it's not all so much about this natural death. By following these individuals and listening to stuff that they're saying that's not biblical, little do you know, you are dying a spiritual death because you are connecting with something that's not biblical, that's not according to the word. So even though you may not physically die according to the people that you're following, you could be dying a spiritual death, which is just as worse, right? Because if you die without the Lord, we already know what is going to be the outcome of that. But one of the ways that these individuals take advantage of you, and I said a little bit of it just now when I was talking, 2 Peter 2:3, listen to what it says. It says, and through covetousness shall they, that word covetousness means wrongly desirous of wealth or possessions, greedy, right? When you desire all these possessions and you're full of greed, it says, you know, through covetousness shall they with feigned words, that word feigned there means fake, pretended, imaginary, fabricated, false, phony, with these fake words, with these phony words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. So it says, listen, those that, you know, their desires of all these riches and they're greedy, listen, they'll say anything to you in order to take advantage of you, in order to make merchandise of you. And that's when they're turning you into a product. And a lot of times, if you really pay attention, how do they really get the people riled up? They start talking to you about you. And once they start hyping you up and telling you how good you are and what it is that you're about to get, what ends up happening, then boom, they hit you over the head, you know, with that call or with whatever it is that they're asking for, you know, whatever it is that, you know, their goal is. And a lot of times it's financial, right? Like even on the thumbnail that I have, one of the preachers on there, you know, I just saw a video recently where he talked about the reason why Jesus hasn't come back yet is because we're not giving enough. But if we start giving more, then, you know, that will cause Jesus to come back sooner. You know, like things like that. Like these are things that when we hear this, because we know that Peter talked about that God isn't slack as some count as slackness, but he hasn't returned because he wants all to be saved, right? He's given every individual the opportunity to get saved before he returns. He's not slack in his coming. He's not delaying his coming, obviously, because people are not giving enough. He's delaying his coming because he's a merciful God, right? So it's not slack, you know, because they was trying to make fun like, oh, where's your God? I thought he was coming. Listen, he hasn't come yet because he's a merciful God, and paying him or paying them some extra money is not going to speed that up. Amen. And, you know, something I mentioned earlier is, you know, because sometimes when we have these type of conversations and, you know, when it comes to calling out these different preachers, yeah, all through the Bible, guys, we see where people were called out, right? But the thing that we have to understand is when Paul called out individuals, Peter, whoever it is that called out individuals, they didn't make it a ministry, right? And it seems like that's what we have today. It seems like when you go on YouTube, when you listen to certain individuals, it almost feels like they've made a ministry out of following these individuals and calling them out. And that's why I said it's a challenge to them too. And I know what they're going to say. There's a challenge to them too, to like, listen, if you don't feel like these individuals are who they say they are, then stop following them. Stop watching their videos. But I know what some of their replies is going to be. No, this is what God called me to be, because I have to make the people aware of what it is that this individual is doing, because they don't really know any better. I already know what the response is going to be. But that's my challenge to you, because a lot of times I don't know if that's really the case. And then something that a guy said, and I touched on this, I talked about this on the podcast, and I don't know how long it was ago, but this guy named EJ Gaines, I just ran into his post on Twitter. I don't know the guy, but it lines up with what I'm saying right now, because people will say that, oh no, I got to make sure I stay on top of these individuals so that I can warn the people. But listen to what something that he said, and I had a whole total discussion about this on one of the podcasts. He said on Twitter, I'm wary of Christians who spend the bulk of their time making content, and here's the key, building platforms to expose false teachers. So what is he saying there? He's saying, listen, it's one thing to say, I care about the people, I'm worried about the people, because I am too. That's why I'm making this video, right? I am worried that sometimes we follow these people to our detriment, right? But when you see people making tons of content and building huge platforms off of just following these preachers and teachers and whoever else, just constantly making videos, and I'm talking about regularly, maybe 3-4 times a week, that's a red flag. That's something to think about. Because, like I said, I know what the answer is going to be to me. Oh, I just want to make sure that the people don't get deceived. I'm trying to watch out for the people. But yet and still, most of the time, these are the main things that they're making videos about. And that's super questionable, right? But I love how that brother, he broke that down, because that was the thing that I saw a lot of. And not to say that some of the preachers and teachers that they're talking about, I don't see some of the things that they're saying is true. Yeah, some of these individuals, we should have stopped following a long time ago, stopped paying attention to them a long time ago. Like, they're way gone. And we pray that they get back. But the way it's looking, they need to get back soon, right? Because the things that they're doing is saying, another preacher on the thumbnail that I have for this video, I saw him and another preacher drink blood together in the pulpit. So, I mean, you see these individuals getting farther and farther out there. It's like, when do we say, listen, let me stop even listening to this guy, following this guy, whatever have you. And a lot of these clips I run across on YouTube or Twitter or wherever, just scrolling, right? So you don't even have to be following these individuals like per se to see some of these things, right? So when you see these things, you got to know, like, man, listen, these, so to just intentionally watch their every service, watch their every move to see when they mess up, to me, man, that's not time well spent. You could be doing something else and something even more effective for the kingdom. And that's just my opinion, right? And I'm not saying that we can't call out certain things that they do here and there, but to make that like your total mission and goal, I just don't see that in the Bible, right? I just don't see that type of ministry in the Bible, but that's just me. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, what we see, and I'm going to talk about this, and I'm getting ready to close out the podcast. You'll have these individuals say, if I don't do it, then who else is going to do it? Right? I've known people that said, well, I reached out to this individual. I reached out to this preacher, to this gospel musician, gospel rapper, and they didn't respond. So since they didn't respond, you know, I had to go about it this way. I had to make a video about it. I had to make a song about it. And I'm here to tell you that, no, you did not have to make a song about it. Because when we say things like that, right, that think about this. And I want to take my time on this, right, because I feel like I'm rushing. Think about this. These are individuals that you don't know personally, right? So here you are reaching out to them, supposedly, you know, rebuking them. And I don't even want to say supposedly. You may be truly trying to rebuke them and let them know what it is that they're doing wrong, right? But if you know human beings, if you live long enough, it is very hard for somebody to listen at all when they're doing something wrong, but especially listen to somebody that they don't know. You know, 10 times out of 10, that's really not going to happen, because it's hard for them to take heed to somebody that's close to them. But here's the thing that we have to understand. We have to truly have faith in God and know that God is well able to get to them, right? To get that message to them, whether it's somebody that's close to them or whether that's somebody that's face to face with them. We have to know that, listen, okay, you couldn't reach out to them. They didn't respond back to you, but that don't mean that you have to make a video or a song about them. God is well able to get somebody to rebuke them, you know, to get in their face about the situation. We've seen it with Nathan and David. God is well able, right? David didn't repent for a whole year. He was just going on about his business. And here comes Nathan, right? Dealing with the whole Uriah and Bathsheba situation. And Nathan talks to him, tells him a story. And David like, listen, that man need to be this, that, and the third. And Nathan said, that man is you, right? God is well able to get to these individuals without us having to make videos about them, make songs about them, any of that, because God knows exactly what he's doing. And here's the other thing about exposing. When God snatches the covers off of somebody, there's no denying it. We've seen that, right? We've seen allegations and things, you know, said about certain preachers and musicians that we couldn't really necessarily prove. Some of it was hearsay. Some people said that they could prove it. But when God eventually snatched the covers off, it was no way that they can deny it. God is able to do it. He's well able. And once again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't, there shouldn't be a time where we shouldn't be able to call out certain individuals. But this thing that we see going on with the internet and these YouTube videos and stuff like that, it's a little suspect and it's a little questionable. And I'm going to end this podcast with this story with a guy that I knew. I never met him in person, but he was a pastor. He made music. And he used to go super hard with his music, you know, going at other, you know, gospel rappers or whatever have you, those that he felt wasn't truly lining up with the word of God. Some of them that may have been, you know, doing questionable things, saying questionable things. And some of them even came out. Even some of the guys that he was targeting, they came out later on and repented and said that they were living a certain life. So it wasn't so much that some of the things he was saying wasn't true that they might have been doing, but he was going hard, just calling names, talking crazy. And when I asked him, you know, kind of why, or when I talked to him about why he was doing that, it was more or less what I said earlier, because he reached out to him and they didn't respond to him, right? He reached out to him and he gave him this many times. And when he didn't hear back, he felt God said it was go time. It was time to, you know, make a song about him and get crazy. And I'm like, man, brother, that don't really sound right to me, because God is able to get to these individuals, which we see one of the main guys he targeted. We see later on that God got to him and he repented openly before people and told some of the things that he was going through. But here's the thing. This brother, this pastor, he did all of that. He talked all of that. He went crazy on these different rappers and whatever have you. And don't you know, unfortunately, you know, this is not me saying this like this is good for him, or, but it just goes to show you that these people that we follow that's calling out these people, putting these videos out about them, saying how wrong they are and how right they are, we don't know what these individuals are doing either. This brother got caught in the hotel room with a 14-year-old girl. Now, I don't know what ended up becoming of the whole situation. Prayerfully, he repented, got it all worked out, everything, you know what I'm saying? God forgave him. I mean, we know that God is a forgiving God. I just pray that that all of those things worked out for him, because I haven't heard from him in a long time. But it goes to show you that he did all that pointing out and all that exposing, and yet he was doing something behind the scenes himself. So this is why we can't make heroes of these people that's making these exposed videos of all these different preachers, because we don't know what they're doing, right? We should be praying for one another. If God really places on our heart to call out something or call out somebody, then so be it. But I'm telling you, I don't think God is trying to get us to make a ministry out of it, because that just doesn't make sense, right? Because that's time that we can be truly ministering to somebody and witnessing some, witnessing to somebody about the goodness of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. But I just wanted to just share a few of these things and encourage you. Listen, if you don't feel these individuals are right, stop following them. Stop watching their every move. Because if you are not careful, those words that they're spewing that are not biblical can take you down to a spiritual death. Maybe you don't die physically like they did with David Koresh and Applewhite and Jim Jones, but it can drag you down to a spiritual death. Remember, whatever information you're dressed in, that's what you're going to live out. And that's why you got to be careful what you put into your ears, what it is that you listen to, and what it is that you watch. So know that I love you guys. I pray that you continue to pray for me and we pray for one another. We see all of the different scandals going on that's been going on with preachers for the last few years. You know, it just seemed like more and more things are happening and coming out. Some things are confirmed, some haven't been confirmed. But whatever the case may be, just know that God is able to keep you and that you don't have to fall by the wayside as well. Know that I love you guys. And until the next time we hop on the podcast together, Shalom.